Forgive me. I cannot get the frog out of my freaking throat. Well, I guess one of the fun things I should mention, too, is in my time off, I actually got to go to a meet and greet with Big Fatty. Yes, Mr. Big Fatty was in town, and here in San Francisco, we met just down the hill from the top here of Liberty Hill at the Mix, took over a little corner inside near the pool table, and got to meet some of his listeners, and it was just a good time. Big Fatty is a lot of fun, and I hope he enjoyed his trip. Haven't gotten a chance to talk about it until now, but it was fun, and thank you, Big Fatty. Enjoy your show. If you don't go to listen to him, please go to Big Fatty Online, and believe me, put in BigFattyOnline.com. You don't need to use the www, and go listen to his show. Good show.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Forgive me, I cannot get the frog out of my freaking throat.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 203 of the BFO for FRIDAY, the 14th of NOV 2008. And coming up on today's show, as you might expect, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to talk about, except I do want to tell you about the big news. Oh, Lord, y'all. We won't put it off any longer. The time has come. Y'all, the big news is that Big Fatty has commanded a return performance of Mr. Mike Hipp from Soy Candles by Phoebes. And Mr. Hipp, the one and only Mr. Hipp, who used to do the podcast Chowder, this time last year, and who just kind of gave up the ghost and disappeared. Just gone. He's gone. Nobody knew. He was evidently helping elect Barack Obama. And now that that has been done, Mr. Hipp has peered over the horizon, and Big Fatty heard about that, and Big Fatty has commanded Mr. Hipp to get in touch with the Fat One, which he has done. And y'all, Mr. Hipp, if you don't know, makes the Soy Candles by Phoebes. And there's a link over at the BFO, and you can go over there and click on it. In fact, I'm going to go over there and click on it, because y'all, the new holiday scents are out. And Mr. Hipp has graciously offered two Soy Candles by Phoebes to the winner of a contest that Big Fatty could choose and decide what he wanted to do. So, y'all, here's what the contest is. First of all, the website, and I do not think you have to use the www, but it is Soy Candles by Phoebes, and that is all one word. And Phoebes is spelled P-H-E-B-E-S. Or you can just go over to that BFO. Click on it. Now, y'all, all the holiday scents are out over there. And I'm just going to run down the list of them here. We have Christmas Splendor, Candy Cane, Log Cabin. I don't think that refers to a Republican. Cinnamon Stick, Pumpkin Pie, Gingerbread, Autumn Magic, Northwoods Christmas, Bayberry Spice, Christmas Tree, Hot Cocoa, Roasted Chestnut, Zen Christmas, Santa's Whiskers, Christmas Wreath, and then all the other interesting scents that they are always offer over there at the Soy Candles by Phoebes. So y'all, if you would like a chance, and by the way, if you order your own Soy Candles by Phoebes, just, you know, send your order in to him, say, Big Fatty sent me, and you'll get free shipping on every order. Free shipping, y'all. Just in your little order, just say, hey, Big Fatty sent me. Okay? I don't get nothing out of it. Oh, excuse me. Michael, that was just for you. But y'all, here's the way that you can win. Not one, but two. new Soy Candles by Phoebes. And that is to pick up your telephone and dial Big Fatty or send me an MP3 sound file. Because, you know, I don't think that, you know, you have to call to be, you know, you don't have to have the long distance, especially those of you in the long distance areas. And call Big Fatty at 206-337-1438 and tell Big Fatty your favorite Thanksgiving story, okay? Now, I'll play all of those calls, and I'm not going to choose which person has the best Thanksgiving story or anything like that, but what I will do is I will put everybody who sends me a Thanksgiving story on the voice letters. I'm going to put your name in the big orange hat, and then on Thanksgiving Day, on the Thanksgiving Day show, Big Fatty is going to draw the winner. So you have from today, the 14th of November, through the 26th of November. You've got 12 days. Is it 12? Yes. 12 days to call Big Fatty and just tell, you know, it doesn't have to be a ramble redhead, you know, long story. Just give me the Reader's Digest version. And Tom, you know I love you, but that's why you call yourself the Ramble Redhead, because you tend to ramble. But anyway, if you will do that, then everybody who calls and gives Big Fatty their favorite Thanksgiving story, and it may be something, you know, as silly as throwing a frozen turkey into the fryer out in the yard to have the fried turkey, and you throw the frozen turkey in and all the oil comes out and it catches the house on fire, or it could be the day that Granny shat herself at the table, or maybe it's just a warm and touching, it's your favorite Thanksgiving story. It may be the day that you move from the child's table over to the adult table and then realize it was really a lot more fun being at the child's table. So, anyway, you have until Wednesday, the 26th of November, to get me your story, and then we will choose the winner on the Thanksgiving show, and you will win two Soy Candles by Phoebes of your choice, scent of your choice. Or sense of your choice. And that's from the generosity of Mr. Mike Hipp over there at the Soy Candles by Phoebes. Yeah. Now, y'all, I have got to go somewhere that I haven't been in a very long time. And so let's just get on down there.
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat K-A-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online. That is correct. And y'all, I have not talked about the quiz programs in forever. I mean forever. Now, the first one I want to talk about a little bit is the survivors, because, you know, there a lot of them have already gone home. And there was some deliciousness on there, but I think the big old queen, Charlie, who's on there, I think he's got a decent chance of pulling it off. Now, the one that I cannot stand is Sugar. Her real name is Jessica, but Sugar. And they've gotten rid of some of the stronger players, and I cannot stand Randy either. Randy, he's just got that, there's something wrong with his mouth. But all of that has only got a few more weeks, and they haven't even combined the squads, not the squad. They haven't even combined the tribes yet, so... Anyway, now the next one I want to talk about is the Dancing with the Stars. Now, y'all, we are down to the final four. We have Brooke Burke, who is dancing with just the lovely dish, Derek Huff. And then we have Lance Bass, who is dancing with Lacey Schwimmer, who I cannot stand her, nor her brother, Benji, who was on the show last week dancing with her. And then we have a little thing from Hannah Montana. What's his name? Corey. I don't know. And then we've got Warren Sapp. What's his name's name? I've got that. Now, see, that's bothering me now. I'm going to Survivor/Dancing with the Stars. All right, Dancing with the Stars. Look at there. I found it right away. How about that? Cody Lindley, that's his name. And y'all, it hadn't even popped up yet. Hadn't even had time to pop up. But I think Cody is going to be the one going home this coming week. And then the week after that is the finals. They're down to the finals. It's the final three. And I think Brooke Burke and what's his name will be the winners. So, what is his name? I don't know. I've forgotten. And I just said it 5 seconds ago. Oh, poor Big Fatty. And y'all, then the Amazing Race, or better known as the Big Run, it's getting good. It really is my favorite of the quiz programs. And it's really good. They finally just gotten rid of the dead weight. But I really think that the brother and sister on there, whose names I don't remember, and I'm waiting for the WWW to come up. But of course, it's not going to be fast, so that Big Fatty knows what he's talking about. The brother and sister... Where are they? Nick and Star, that's them. I think that they have a very good chance of winning. I also think Tony and Dallas have a pretty good chance of winning as well. And that's the mom and son. And Tony is the delicious one on there. And then there's also... Is Terrence and Sarah still in it? I think they are. And Dan and Andrew are still in there as well. And I think that's it. I think all the other horrifying things have been thrown off. Maybe Ken and Tina are still in there, too. But that's... Y'all, it's November, and November means sweeps months. So you can just get ready for all of those wonderful quiz programs to be coming to an end here in the Novembers. Well, y'all, I think we just need to get this thing out of the way. It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update. Y'all, it is only 114 days until Big Fatty goes on his cruise. But y'all, there's somebody else. Miss Wes is going on a cruise. And it leaves on the 26th of November. And y'all, I went over and took a look at the accommodations over on the Golden Shower Princess. And it looks pretty nice. And there seems to be all kinds of restaurants on there and all kinds of bars, and I think Miss West is just going to have a good time over there on the Golden Shower Princess on his on his big cruise coming up at Thanksgiving. Yeah. And it's a 14-day cruise, y'all. 14 days. They leave out of the L.A. area. And I think today on his show that Miss West announced that he was going to be traveling to the ship by jalopy. Yeah, I believe that was what he said. Now, y'all, I received just a hateful, hateful phone call late on Thursday afternoon, and it's just hateful, 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 and I can't believe, well, it must be the full moon that is bringing this hatefulness out in people that are generally not hateful, but y'all, this voice letter doesn't even command the voice letter music, okay? So I'm just listen to how hateful, just hateful this is. It's hateful, y'all.
Fat, it's B. I am issuing you a challenge. I would like to see if you can go a full week without once mentioning Auntie Vera Charles. Let's see if you can accept that challenge. Bye.
Y'all, it's hateful. Can you believe that? Just how hateful that is. And, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm thinking that somebody may have put him up to that. And I don't know, because, you know, there are hateful people out there. And I don't think the Super Bee would have come up with that all by himself. I think someone even more hateful has come up with that. And y'all, I don't have to mention a certain person's name, you know, for you to know, you know, Big Fatty can just wipe that thing off the map. I am not mentioning a certain person's name, okay? Because it's just hateful that this person would try to manipulate the freedom of speech. And you know, that's what the podcasting's all about, is the freedom of speech. But it's hateful, y'all. And y'all, yesterday, Thursday, was World Kindness Day. And for that to come in, that hateful message to be suggested by someone, and for them to use the Super Bee as their vessel of hate, it's just hateful, y'all. It's hateful. It's hateful. And I hope that those of you that are podcasters, I would hope that you would sound off about this, and just sound off about how hateful this is. And Miss West, perhaps when you're on that Golden Shower Princess cruise, you can just you know, maybe you could ask a question of someone. I'm not gonna mention any names, you know, just choose someone, but you know, ask them, you know, why they would want to use the Super Bee as such a vessel of hatefulness. It's just hateful. But I'm not mentioning names, y'all. Because, you know, I'm up for the challenge. Even though Big Fatty does 5 shows a day, and, you know, if I were to say to some hateful person, you know, go a week without mentioning Big Fatty's name, that would, you know, that's only 3 shows. Or, you know, even if it was really the Super Bee that came up with that, hell, that's just 1 show. Well, hell, anybody can get through 1 show. I've proven it today. You know? What can I say? So, y'all, I hope you have a grand weekend. For Big Fatty, today is payday, and that's always a good thing. And I'd like to report that the hats have arrived. And y'all, they got out of the car, gave Big Fatty a hug, and then turned to me and said,
"Forgive me, I cannot get the frog out of my freaking throat."
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.